97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Is this your first Thanksgiving turkey? I hope you're already thawing it. Lisa Hale has more.
Prepping for the big Thanksgiving Day feast is about to begin. People are peeling potatoes, making pie crust, and prepping the turkey. If you bought a frozen turkey to make this year, now's the time to put it in the refrigerator to start thawing. Morgan Peterson, the environmental health specialist with the Winnebago County Public Health Department, said thawing in the fridge is the safest way to thaw your Thanksgiving bird.
Usually the fridge is where we would like you. That's where we would tell people to thaw it. That's the best. And some people will thaw. They'll thaw under cold water, as long as you're changing that water regularly. But you have to cook it as soon as it's reaching that thawed area. That's why putting it in the fridge is the best, because it's going to stay 41 or below. Or if you're thawing it like out on the counter, we do not recommend that, because you don't know when it's actually reached that true thawed state. And then it's getting into what we call the danger zone, the 41 to 140, if it gets to room temp or something like that. So putting it in the fridge, you know, a couple days before and letting it thaw is what we would recommend.
The USDA lists one more safe way to thaw a turkey. That's in the microwave, but cautions cooks to start roasting the turkey immediately after thawing and to make sure the microwave is large enough to handle the turkey. The USDA says never thaw a turkey on the counter, in the garage, or on the back porch. Don't thaw in a brown paper grocery bag or plastic garbage bag. And never use the dishwasher, with or without water, to thaw a turkey. There is good news if the turkey is still frozen solid come Thanksgiving morning. You can still roast that bird. It will just take about 50% longer for the turkey to reach a safe internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A provision in the funding bill that reopened the federal government could change the U.S. hemp industry. The provision closes a loophole created in 2018 that allows for the development and sale of hemp-derived products. Amy and Paul Yonzer are co-founders of Forward Beverage Company in Wausau. They sell non-alcoholic beverages and what they call social seltzers, which contain hemp-derived CBD and THC. Paul says the ban would change what they're able to sell.
There was language put into that bill that made the legal limit of THC from hemp 0.4 milligrams, which would effectively ban 95% of the products in the hemp market right now.
Over 50% of Forward Beverage Company sales are their THC drinks, Amy said. She said if the ban takes effect, they would have to find other ingredients for their drinks.
Another plan that we have for our business, because we're a non-alc company, is to lean into other types of plants and adaptogens to create functional beverages.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point has introduced legislation aimed at keeping the hemp industry open in Wisconsin. He spoke with Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
We want to provide some framework and a pathway for this industry to continue to operate and grow here in the state, despite some of the setbacks that we've had at the federal level.
Teston's proposal provides guidelines for growing and selling hemp and would regulate how much THC can be included in consumable THC products.
The legislation that we've put forth seeks to implement some of those basic guardrails and ensure that these products aren't falling in the hands of kids and others.
If Congress doesn't pass new legislation keeping the industry open, the hemp ban will take effect next September. I'm Isabella Nieto for WFHR and WIRI News.
Average gas prices fell 4.2 cents over the last week for an average of 2.73 across the state. This is 9.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 12 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the Great Lakes region could see prices continue to decline at the pump as refinery maintenance is wrapping up. The broader outlook is also promising, with oil prices dipping below $60 per barrel. Prices could decline further in many states in the weeks ahead as we head into the holidays. Next Monday is the public hearing about the possible solar power plant in Wisconsin Rapids. The Planning Commission meeting is December 1st at 4 p.m., This will also be streamed live on the city's Facebook page, Charter Cable Channel 985, and Solaris HD Cable Channel 3. Waterworks and Lighting Commission is considering an 80-acre parcel of land located between Whitrock and Two Mile Avenue. It would need to be rezoned to allow for construction of the power plant. The plan includes a generous tree buffer on all sides, with roughly 25 acres in the center cleared to accommodate the panels. Residents can comment on both the rezoning and power plant construction. People in Rome are invited to attend a meeting about the Rome Solar Project. The Public Service Commission has two opportunities for residents on December 3rd. One meeting is at 2 p.m. and the other at 6. The current meeting location is the Nacusa Community Center. Rome town leaders objected to the location, but they've not heard back. The meeting will also be available by Zoom, and you can attend from the community room at the Rome Town Hall. Town officials advise you check the town website and watch for emails in case the location changes before December 3rd. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers prepare for the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers head to Detroit to face the Lions on Thanksgiving, kickoff at Ford Field at noon Thursday. We learned that quarterback Jordan Love is dealing with a separated left shoulder, an AC joint sprain he suffered last week against the Giants. Is that why he was only handing off the ball with his right hand against the Vikings?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it didn't affect me too much. You know, took a couple hits on it, but was fine for the most part. And yeah.
NBA, the Bucks losing at home last night to Portland, 115-103. It's their fifth loss in a row. They play the Heat in Miami tomorrow night. And the Wisconsin Badgers, Mimi Collier, on being the number one pick overall in the Major League Professional Volleyball Draft.
It was so much fun. We're having a little watch party in the locker room right now. The whole staff is there. Some of the girls are there. And it's just been, it's so nice just being surrounded by people that I love and experiencing a moment like this. And it's something I'll never forget.
That's Wisconsin's Mimi Collier with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some big changes coming as we head through the next couple of days. Rain, fog today, our high 46 tonight. Rain will eventually change to snow late tonight with a low of 29. Snow tomorrow, maybe an inch of accumulation, and very windy with blowing snow, high tomorrow, 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.